Once again, the U.S. finds itself in an awkward position of apologizing to the government and people of Afghanistan because of an indiscretion committed by a member of the U.S. military. This time, it's photos of U.S. troops posing with body parts of dead insurgents. The White House and Pentagon have issued apologies today as yet another controversy arises.
Joining us now to talk about it, WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. J.J., what do these new pictures show?
Well, in one picture of about 18 that the Los Angeles Times released to the dismay of the Pentagon, which asked them not to do it, you find a half dozen people in what appears to be in front of a military complex, and you see the legs of a dead insurgent sticking into the frame of one of these pictures, in the photo frame of one of these pictures. But as the outrage in Afghanistan grows over this picture, there's one element in this picture that's very clear to the trained eye who is used to looking at U.S. and Afghan military people, is that there is at least one Afghan military member posing in this picture, along with this the U.S. troops and the dead insurgent.
Now, are there rules regarding taking photos for military personnel?
There is. There is a military rule against it, and it's a very clear military rule. And what's interesting about that rule is that it appears to be violated quite often, because when you look at the internet and look at YouTube, you see all the time videos that have been posted. Not all the time, but you've seen a lot of them since the early 2000s that have been posted in violation of this. And this is another example of a situation. Apparently, the folks who participated in this picture, these pictures may be out of the military by now, but some feeling that they can post these pictures after they leave.
JJ, there's this incident. There was the incident of pictures of soldiers urinating on corpses in Afghanistan. There was the Quran burning. There was the rogue military guy who went out and killed all of the Afghan civilians. Not a good time for the military in Afghanistan.
Many observers feel as though this is just another reason why the U.S. is going to have to hastily exit Afghanistan, because it's impossible, many feel, to achieve the mission in the face of this kind of development. These pictures were taken in 2010. It's 2012. They're just coming out now. Who knows what else may come out between now and 14, when the U.S. is supposed to begin leaving except for a small contingent. It just makes the mission a lot harder for everyone.
All right, WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green.